Archers for the week, 31 July to 5 August 2005.
Adam separating the wheat from the chaff.
I don't know, this straw doesn't look fit to me.
Still pretty green.
Yeah.
But let's see what the grain's like. Do you want to try?
Yeah, go on.
Very soft.
Yeah, it's still about 30%, I reckon.
No grit. We're probably looking at another 10 days before we can get a combine in here.
Yeah. Well, thanks for checking anyway, then.
Yeah, I thought it was worth a look in on the way to cricket.
And Bert would approve of your traditional grain test?
Has he climbed down after last week?
Oh, Bert.
Admitted he's not quite such a master of country skills, after all.
Surely you realise, not getting round the maze was not his fault.
No?
No, no. He divides the blame equally between you for growing the wrong crop and Joe for talking too much.
Yes. Well, I did get that impression. Actually, we've had a decent number of punters in this weekend.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talking about it.
Ian's been plugging it heavily with the guests at Grey Gables.
Good man.
Oh, and he's had another interesting idea as well.
Yeah, I thought that as well, Mum.
She looked really tired.
Gran?
Yeah, we called round this morning. She's got shadows under her eyes.
What's Linda calling this fundraising thing?
Oh, Move Over Darling the Life Swap Experience, I think.
What a title.
What an idea.
Well, if it raises money to help restore the Cat and Fiddle.
When I looked at the list, the Snells were the only people with a name down.
I'm not surprised. Who wants to run someone else's house for a day?
Or have a stranger rooting round your own place?
Oh, I'd hate it.
Oh, that was great, Mum.
Surely you can finish the last little piece.
Oh, no thanks.
Tom refuses apple and sultana tart. That's got to be a first.
I should have left 5 minutes ago.
Who are you playing this afternoon?
Wimbledon.
Well, they shouldn't give you too much trouble.
Wish you were going with him, Tony.
No, it's better letting the young lad from Grange Spinney have an occasional game.
Yeah, well, Tom's only playing to get out of pulling docks, if you ask me.
Oh, well, we'll still be hard at it when you get back, so you can join in.
Actually, I'm going on to Haybury after the game.
Oh, yeah.
Haybury? Who do you know over there?
I'm seeing someone at the Dying Duck.
Where?
He means the Phoenix.
Ah, the pub with the dreadful sign.
Looks more like a diseased chicken to me.
Is this another landlord you're talking to?
No, it's the chef.
Tom, you haven't stopped all weekend. There was the converted mill in Greenbury yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know what it's like, Mum. You have to keep looking for new outlets.
Yeah, but you've really been giving it some hammer lately. What's the big hurry?
I'm busy, that's all.
Oh, I know it's better to have too much on than too little, but you've got to give yourself a break sometimes.
If you let yourself get complacent, you lose trade. Same with the dairy, same with the shop.
Oh, fair enough.
No one can accuse you of being complacent.
Actually, if that pie's going spare...
Helen was saying you've talked her into doing another promotion this week.
No, I volunteered to do it.
That's right. She jumped at the chance.
What's Kirsty's take on it? Presumably she has to be involved.
She's fine about it. Isn't she, Helen?
Yeah, absolutely. Dad, do you want some cream with that?
Shot.
That's going all the way. Get your arms up, Bert. That's six.
Is that Roy's second or third?
Oh, no, don't pretend you haven't been counting.
Third.
Uh-huh. Which brings him level with you in sixes scored since the sponsorship started.
Yeah, I'll have to see what I can do when I get out there, won't I?
And you're going in after...
Tom.
Right.
I'll nip in and pad up at the next wicket down.
I think they're due a change of bowling. This guy's very friendly.
It'd be saves a few overs for me.
And me. So, Ian's arranged a viewing.
On Thursday evening.
Well, I can see the appeal. Honeysuckle's a very nice property.
It'll be an excellent location for both of us.
Yeah, and if your jobs ever go pear-shaped, you can always run a minibus service from it.
What?
Do a Walter Gabriel.
Well dug out, Roy.
Oh, right.
Dad says Honeysuckle was a death trap for pedestrians when Walter was pulling in on it.
Yeah, it's changed a bit since his day, I reckon.
Do you know what Matt's asking?
That's the only thing putting me off looking round.
What, he wants top dollar?
Matt? Interested in a profit?
Oh, sorry.
If he's prepared to negotiate, then maybe it's worth considering.
Well, he's usually ready to cut some kind of deal.
Only if he comes out on top.
Yeah.
Anyway, we might not like what we see when we go around.
Well, it should be in good order. I know the Hathaways had a lot of work done.
And I want to know if Matt's left his mark on the place.
Heads!
Oh, truth!
Oh, nice one,
boy!
Shut.
And it's got to be for a whole 24 hours.
Oh, that's what the poster says.
Yeah, well,
if she's daft enough to organise it in the middle of summer. Oh, this is a monster.
It does seem an odd time of year.
Oh, I wish we could just top the docks.
What? We'll leave the tap roots? No, thanks. We want to be rid of them altogether.
There's always so many down in this corner.
You can start putting them in the trailer, Helen.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's us off the hook. It's a busy time of year.
That won't stop Linda asking, though.
She's already made me promise to take some sponsorship forms and flyers into the shop.
Well, can you help me with this one?
Yeah, sure.
Kirsty's genuinely all right about the promotion.
Yeah, of course she is.
What a brute.
Whatever she feels about Tom, she's not vindictive.
Not kinder than I'd be.
Well, you know, she's got to keep working with him. And part of the shop's philosophy is to champion local produce.
Well, that's pretty much cleared it.
Has Tom said anything about Tamsin lately?
What do you mean?
Well, it just seems odd. When they first started going out, he couldn't stop talking about her.
Oh, that's right. Forever quoting her wit and wisdom on retail matters.
He hasn't mentioned her for a while now.
We were wondering if there'd been some kind of bust-up.
Hasn't said anything to you, has he?
He seems a bit hyper to me. As though something's happened between them?
Well, since he broke up with Kirsty, I try not to get involved with Tom and his women. So, sorry. Can't help.
Do you think it'll be enough?
What have we set them? 148?
Mm-hmm. It looked like it was going to be a lot more at one point.
We'll be all right if we bolt tightly enough.
I was going like the clappers at the start. And you gave it a fair old belt.
I was doing okay till I changed back.
Yeah, well, that's your own fault for smashing up your first one.
Yeah, I've never done that before. It was quite satisfying seeing their keeper dodge the splinters.
You made a real mess of it.
It was an old one.
What are you trying to do? Clear the pavilion?
Well, we can't have Roy thinking he's the only one who can hit a ball.
Ah, he sneaks ahead of you now by 2 sixes.
I know.
As for Chris...
Yes, well... David had a word with him a few matches ago. You have to stay in control.
He's all over the place.
But it's true what he says. That's the beauty of the sponsorship. It certainly adds some zip to our game.
You steer right there, Joshy. That side of the fence. That's it. Nice and steady, Prince. Now, let's see if you can stand without fidgeting.
How's he doing?
Excellent going round. Now I'm seeing if he can hold his position.
I've snaffled an old cricket ball for you, Joshy. It's on the passenger seat. Hey, Prince has really filled out, hasn't he? You see him from front on. He's looking good.
Let's hope the judges in Morton think so.
Ah, the whole show will be fun, even if we don't get a prize.
There's no reason we shouldn't.
What, do you really think we're in with a chance?
Well, why not? He's got good confirmation. He's comfortable being led.
Well, you might be right.
As long as we keep the practice up for the next few weeks.
Yeah. Hey, shut the door if you've got the ball, Joshy.
And be careful where you play with it.
Should have been at the match. Roy smashed a window in the pavilion.
Oh, that must have been quite a hit.
Well, their spinner was useless. Lobbing them up for batting practice.
So you won?
Well, we scraped through in the end.
You were expecting to thrash them.
Mm-hmm.
You said Wimbledon aren't much cop this year.
No, they're not, but... Well, we got a bit carried away.
Hold still.
Alistair had a real go at us for playing irresponsibly afterwards. Says we need to change our attitude and buckle down. Mind you, I think that he was more annoyed about the cost of replacing the window than anything else.
How are you getting on with him at cricket?
Oh, not too bad.
Really?
Well, there's not a lot of chit-chat between us.
Well, no.
But it's all right most of the time. Having definite roles makes it easier. And I'm sure he's getting used to the situation.
He knows Sam's arranged for Steve to come in this week.
Oh, what, for the herd health check?
Yeah, and I remember to ask him about next weekend.
Well, I'm sure we can manage a couple of days milking ourselves.
It's okay, he's not going to Seaflis anyway.
Hang on, I thought that was the deal. Here on Tuesday for his birthday and then head north on Friday.
Well, Fliss can't get off work.
Oh, I see. Well, we'll have to give Sam a proper celebration here then.
All right, Prince, all right.
Do you want me to take him back to his pen?
No, I'll do it. Seems funny they didn't arrange something earlier.
Well, they've both got an awful lot on.
I know, but they don't seem to be making the same kind of effort they did when Sam first came here.
Don't they? Can't say I've noticed.
She's the last. We can take them back now.
Where are they going?
Kingcups. That's why I wanted some help.
Oh, the lane?
Yeah, I nearly had two wander off last time.
Go on, go through! Yeah.
Go on! Go on!
So how Tom's getting on in Haybury?
Oh, pretty well, I expect. He's very good at pushing his products.
Isn't he?
Sid's finally been talked into taking a few packs at the bull.
Tom never said.
No, don't stop. Go on.
Well, I suppose we should be pleased, shouldn't we?
Well, yes, but...
I know what you mean.
He gets so intense about it, doesn't he?
Well, that's what Tom does. Goes overboard with his work whenever he's upset about something else.
Come on, you stragglers.
But I'm more and more convinced he's broken up with Tamsin.
Did you get the feeling that Helen knows more than she was letting on?
Perhaps.
But you're the last one, Slowcoach.
It didn't feel very fair asking her.
It's difficult to know what to do. If things are awkward between Tom and Tamsin, well, maybe he wants to be left alone to sort it out.
Without his parents fussing over him.
Well, that's how I'd feel.
You're probably right.
You go through, love.
Maybe we should just let him get on with it.
I don't think we've got a choice.
Perhaps he's finally having regrets about breaking up with Kirsty. Yeah,
he was an idiot to let her go. Maybe he's finally realised.
Could be that.
But you're right. He's definitely putting on a brave face about something.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he is. I'd love to know what it is.
Neil's planting ideas.
Not even for 5 minutes to see Georgie?
I can't, love. I'm on my way to Bridge Farm. But I wanted to drop the seedlings off first.
Oh, they're for us?
Yeah, Sweet Williams and Hellebores. We thought we'd give you your birthday present early.
Oh, lovely.
There are only some extras your mum and I picked up in the market in Darrington.
Oh, well, thanks. They're nice.
We thought they'd go in the little board right here. Where shall I put them?
Anywhere, Dad. I'll bring George out in his buggy in a minute and plant them.
Water them in properly, won't you?
Yeah.
We put some in ourselves last night.
Mum said you'd given up on the garden centres.
Oh, yeah, way too expensive. We're sticking to farmers' markets from now on. And Linda's promised us a few cuttings.
That's good of her.
Ivy says we can take anything we like out of her garden.
She just wants it digging over. Grandad's too lazy.
She's looking after George later, isn't she?
Yeah, when I go shopping.
You know she's insisted on paying for the steak on Sunday.
Has she?
Yeah, they're buying the meat and me and your mum are seeing to the rest.
Look, I don't want you going mad.
We want to mark your birthday properly, Emma. That's where the new house comes into its own.
Number one was so cramped when we had parties.
Cool, wasn't it?
Me and Willow are really looking forward to coming over.
Your mum started planning already.
And he's taking me out to celebrate on Tuesday as well.
Oh, is this the Grey Gables?
No. I talked him out of going for another meal.
Oh, you seem quite keen on that.
Yeah, we're going clubbing instead.
Oh, well, that's what you want.
Yeah, it's a good night on at Invasion in town.
Yeah,
I've invited all my mates. It's going to be quality.
So, where the other one's been very irregular, this one doesn't seem to have come into heat at all. 16 weeks after calving, we've started to worry.
Well, there's no need. She's fine, Tony.
She hasn't got a cystic ovary as well?
No, she's all right. She's cycling.
She hasn't been bullying.
You can't have noticed. She should be on heat again in a week or so.
Oh, we must have missed her last time.
You often get one or two like that. Silent heat.
Well, I might put some paint on the top of her tail. See if any of the others mount her overnight. Not very scientific, I know.
That's as good a way as any of finding out.
And I'll crack on treating the other one with Murex. We've had some success with that before now.
I'm happy to write a prescription for something more conventional.
No, that's okay. We called you in for a diagnosis.
Now we know what the problem is, we'll stick to homeopathy.
Fair enough.
We can always get back to you if it doesn't work.
Morning, Alistair.
Morning.
You're transferring the arcs to 6 Acre?
You're making a start.
Well, I'll try and give you a hand later. Neil was pleased with his performance yesterday.
Against Wimbledon?
Yeah. Said he played the best square cut of his life.
That was about the only decent shot he did play. We were lucky not to lose.
Well, I know Tom didn't do too well.
He was as bad as the rest, I'm afraid. We're getting reckless.
Right, here you are.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I'm not surprised he wasn't on form, though. He was working flat out all weekend.
Yeah, we're getting too fixated on sixes.
How did he seem to you?
Tom?
Did you think he seemed tired? A bit stressed, even?
Isn't that the norm when you work for yourself?
Anywhere along here, Em.
Okay.
Just pull in when you're ready.
Mirror, signal.
Well done.
Oh, is that, am I,
Yeah, I think you're close enough in. Right, just bring her into neutral.
Oh, yeah.
Right, we'll have another go at your turn in the road in a minute.
All right. Ed?
I'll try and keep it tidy this time, not 19 points, eh?
Don't know why I was so bad.
You just got to work the steering wheel a bit harder.
Oh, okay. You are coming on Tuesday, aren't you?
What, this thing of yours at Invasion?
Yeah, they've got wicked DJs.
Yeah, it's a dump. I don't play real music.
Oh, it'll be a top night. Go on.
Well, Will isn't going to be very happy if I turn up, is he?
He won't mind.
Yeah, of course he will.
No, he didn't say anything.
Well, you've told him you're inviting me?
Yeah.
Well, that was all right.
Fine.
What? Don't tell me he's growing up.
I told him everyone had invited, and he didn't say anything about anyone.
Are you sure he was listening?
I think so. Well, there were loads of names, but he knows it's my night, and I want it to be fantastic. 21's still special.
Yeah, you're an old lady now.
Yeah. So you're going to be there?
Hello, Beckers. I haven't seen him in a while. He's looking splendid.
Yeah, slightly below par, coming back from Lower Wood this morning.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he's picked up some gravel. I'm sorry Alistair's not back yet.
Doesn't matter, Shula, since I was calling at Brookfield anyway. I dropped by on the off chance.
I'll give him the message later. Oh, what's the goat's name?
Caprice. Alistair treated her last week. And thanks to his expertise, she's now successfully kitted.
Ah, well, nothing too bad in there. He'll be pleased there was a good outcome.
He did an excellent job.
It's very kind of you letting us know. I'm glad someone appreciates him. You were dropping Dad back at Brookfield.
Yes, Jill brought him over. But then she had to go into Borchester for her hair.
Has he been helping with the vines again?
He's been absolutely invaluable in tying up the last of them.
He keeps saying how much he enjoys doing it.
Monday he'll receive his due reward in bottles of Chateau Pargita.
Oh, we're all waiting for that.
We got talking with Cathy about Kenton's business plan.
Oh, for Jack's?
Yes. Apparently it needed some fine-tuning after she'd had a look at it.
She wasn't very impressed. Oh, let's see this one, Backus.
Well, actually, she says Kenton's ideas have got real potential if he develops them the right way. She did seem a bit cautious, though.
Well, he's never been short of ideas.
We were having a good natter, but then I had to chase up on the Beefus agendas.
Beefus? Oh.
The Borsetshire Fine Arts Society.
Yeah. Did you know I'm coming to their meeting on Thursday?
Oh, the AGM?
Yes, Caroline's invited me to be her guest. She said there's a speaker.
I'm Claude Hopkins on the Borsetshire Landscape in Oils. He's very good.
Oh, did that hurt?
You'll have to tell me how Mummy gets on.
She's not speaking as well.
Oh, she's hosting the meeting along with Lewis. Oh. Liz is terrified that they'll make a terrible botch while we're out.
All right, boy, all right. I know that's sore.
I'm sure they won't. Lewis is very good at curbing Mummy's worst excesses.
Beckus is definitely feeling tender.
Poor thing.
Oh, Alistair?
What?
Darling, have you got a minute to watch Backers trot up?
Do I look as if I've got a minute? Hello, Nigel.
Hi.
His foot's sore.
But I meant to be in Edgeley. I'm only here to grab some herd records. How bad is it?
I promised Lizzie I'd be back by 5:30.
Well, not that bad, really.
Then why ask me now?
I'll leave Shula to pass on the good news about Caprice.
Oh, what was that?
Nothing that won't keep. Bye now.
Bye, Nigel.
See you. Well, is it worth me looking at him now or not? Shula?
Did you have to be? be so rude in front of Nigel.
I am trying to do a dozen things at once to keep my clients happy.
Yeah, I know.
Which isn't easy if I'm expected to be on permanent call here.
2 minutes. That's all I wanted.
Fine. Trot him up to me.
I've had an awful morning. The new girl's off sick. I don't know if she'll come back.
She's only just started.
Oh, she says mucking out's not what college prepared her for. So we're covering for her. I've got a pile of paperwork about the muck heap to do. Backers seem sore, but when I asked my husband for a little help...
I didn't mean to sound so... Didn't realise you'd had such a hard time.
I know you're under a lot of pressure. But you're not the only one with problems at work.
Come on, you go a little faster along here.
Well, this feels fast enough.
You've been stuck at 25 for miles. Come on, the road's empty.
All right.
That's it.
We're not going all the way into Borchester, are we?
No, we'll take her as far as the stretch dual carriageway on the ring road, yeah?
Dual carriageway?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There's nothing difficult about it.
Oh, that was Jill Archer.
Where?
On the other side. She just drove past.
We'll keep her steady. Slow down.
No, she saw us.
So?
So she shouldn't have... We've got to stop.
But what are you on about?
I'm pulling in.
Don't be silly. What's it matter?
She'll tell Will.
You don't even know if she saw
us. She put her hand up. She waved.
So what's the big deal? I'm your brother-in-law. We're allowed to be in the same car.
Not with me driving. Will will go crazy if he knows you're giving me lessons.
Well, so tell her you were at the bus stop and I stopped to give you a lift.
Oh, so how come I'm behind the wheel?
Well, I asked if you wanted to have a go. And I've got the L plates on because I've been giving Ash lessons.
Do you think she'll believe it?
I don't think she'll care. But if you want to tell her something...
Yeah. Okay, I was at the bus stop.
Good. If you've had your little panic, let's get motoring again, eh?
No. Drive me home, Ed.
Don't be silly.
Please.
But we're almost there.
Someone else might see us and I won't be able to concentrate now.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll do the dual carriageway on Friday, yeah?
No. I can't.
You said you were free, then.
I can't do any more lessons with you. It's too risky.
God, don't be stupid.
It is.
Emma.
That's all there is to it.
So that's it? You don't want to meet up anymore?
Not like this. Sorry.
Brilliant.
If Will found out, even my dad...
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Do you understand? It's not personal.
Of course not. Well, you better move over.
Well, it isn't. Look, I'll buy you a drink to make up on Tuesday.
It doesn't matter.
I want to say thank you for the lesson. Oh, please say you'll come, Ed.
I feel so bad. I should have realised.
Well, neither of us particularly well. I completely overreacted.
No, you didn't. It was my fault. Anyway, I hope this makes up a little.
What?
Look at the screen.
Oh!
I'd been wondering what to get you for your birthday. I don't know if this...
2 nights in Paris and 1 in Poitiers?
Going next Wednesday. 4-star accommodation throughout.
Is Poitiers the place with the theme park?
Yep.
Oh, Daniel will be thrilled.
That was the idea. And in case you're wondering, I've already checked with Joanne.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Even though you're short-handed, she can get her cousin in for 3 days to help.
Oh, darling, it's a wonderful present.
You approve?
Completely.
Good. Then just let me click to confirm the booking.
Oh, where are we in Paris? Oh, wait a minute.
What?
One adult, one child.
Well, yes. You and Daniel.
You're not coming with us?
Oh, I'd love to, darling, but I explained last week why I can't.
I thought you must have changed your mind.
Not an option, I'm afraid. Do we have to go over all that again?
No, you're right.
And I know how much you love Paris.
Yes, one of my favourite places.
So, click.
Go on, then.
I'm sure you'll both have a great time.
Ruth's been presented with a mystery.
Well, that's you done.
Morning, birthday boy.
Oh, Ruth. Oh, and thanks for the T-shirt.
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's a good fit.
Pip chose it. She thought not one of the herd was very appropriate.
I'll wear it to the pub tonight.
And you've another present waiting now.
Have I?
A delivery van just left a package at the house.
What, for me?
It's very large.
Oh, sounds promising.
And quite an unusual shape.
Right. Well, I'm almost finished in here. Oh, and then I've got to go and have a chat with Steve.
I saw him crouched over his laptop in the collecting yard.
As soon as I've done that, I'll come over and collect it.
Please, I'm dying to know what it is.
I hope I'm not calling too early, am I?
Not at all, Linda. Come on in.
And I've lain awake all night worrying.
What, we can't have that.
And I thought I simply must take action before I start work.
If there's anything I can do to help.
Oh, you're in the middle of something.
Oh, I'm just putting a few ideas together for a funeral address in Pennyhasset.
If this is a bit of time,
No, it's not needed till tomorrow, and if you've been losing sleep...
Oh, I have. I sense a catastrophe approaching, Alan.
Best sit yourself down, then.
Oh, thank you.
So, what's this about?
Move over, darling.
Oh, yes. Move over. I meant to ask you. Couples can swap on any day in the chosen week.
That's right.
And the idea is that women go to the men's houses.
In theory, yes.
Only in theory.
Alan, the entire life swap experience is in jeopardy.
Why?
The posters have been up for almost a week now.
Yeah, I know. I've seen them everywhere.
And a lot of people have said they're willing to offer sponsorship.
Well, that's promising.
But there's a dearth of volunteers to take part.
Well, it's still early days.
The draw to determine the exchange of partners is supposed to be at the end of next week.
And couples haven't been signing up?
None whatsoever. And I know precisely why not.
Why is that?
Sadly, there's a very simple explanation. It's entirely my fault.
Oh, I'm sure that can't be right.
It all became perfectly clear to me last night when I was rubbing geranium oil into my temples.
But why are you to blame, Linda?
Well, pour encourager les autres, I put myself and Robert at the top of the volunteers list.
To get the ball rolling?
Yes.
But it hasn't encouraged the others?
The rest of the list remains a complete blank. I've been checking every day.
Well, maybe people are taking their time before finally committing themselves.
No, that's not the reason.
No?
I've given it a lot of thought. It pains me to say so, but it was clearly a mistake to put our names down for...
Ah.
I can't close my eyes to certain opinions and prejudices held in some quarters of the village. Unkind misjudgments of character, which appear to have deterred potential entrants from signing up in case they're paired with someone they're simply not prepared to spend time with.
I see.
And it's so unfair, Alan.
I quite agree.
Robert's such a lovely man. Why wouldn't anyone want to spend a day with him?
So, although the figures are somewhat better than they were... I'm sorry, can you see?
Yeah, can you turn the screen a little this way, Steve? The sun's...
How's that?
That's perfect.
I've been through it all with Sam, but we both thought you and Ruth would want to know.
Yeah, sure. So, the herd cell count is...
Still over 220.
Which definitely leaves room for improvement.
The good thing is, we can do something about it.
Yeah, still... Six of the high cell count cows have strepubris. That's a hard bug to shift, isn't it?
Yes, but I've left down something which should do the trick.
Thanks.
I've been seeing a lot of it in local herds lately.
Well, so we're not the only ones.
Far from it.
And how long do you reckon the treatment will take?
We should be looking at a lower cell count in the milk next time I'm here.
Let's hope so.
Don't worry. We'll get on top of it soon.
Good hope. Right, well, if that's everything...
Yes?
I need to start shifting some bales.
Unless there's anything else you wanted to ask while I'm here.
I think you've pretty much covered the ground.
Only Sam mentioned one of your Herefords.
Oh, did he?
A dodgy hip or something.
Yeah, that's right. She damaged it 2 or 3 years back and it's gone arthriticky.
And she's not in calf?
She had trouble standing for the bull.
He was saying the arthritis has flared up badly in the last couple of days.
Yes, it has, rather.
And now she's in too much pain to go to the abattoir.
Well, we've decided she shouldn't be transported. We're going to get Ernie Smallwood in to dispatch her on site.
Ernie's one of the best slaughtermen I know.
Yeah, he's good.
And you got the certificate you need to do that?
Not yet, no.
I'm only asking because Sam said she was in pain.
Yeah, I'm phoning Alistair later.
Fine. You don't want me to take a look while I'm here? I've got a certificate in the car. But if you don't think it's that bad and you're happy to wait for Alistair...
Well, actually, she was in a lot of discomfort this morning. If it's not putting you out...
No. I'm not due anywhere for half an hour.
All right, then let's go up there now.
That will be marvellous, Alan.
Well, first I've got to finish my funeral address.
Oh, of course.
And then I've got a church warden's meeting in Darrington. Mm. But straight after that, I'll start going round the village.
I'm sure you'll get a good response.
I don't mind twisting a few arms with such an important cause.
Oh, it is vital. I hope to raise a good sum for the cat and the fiddle.
Definitely. Excuse me, Linda. This handle can be a little awkward...
Do try to get as many couples as possible to sign up, won't you?
Leave it with me.
Though there's probably not much point in approaching Shula and Alistair.
No.
No, they're on holiday the week before the swap, so I expect they'll be too busy catching up to take part.
Well, thanks for letting me know.
Oh, at least Shula and Daniel are going on holiday. Daniel was so excited last night. He called round specially to tell me.
Yes. Going away is great when you're a kid.
Naturally, he's disappointed that Alistair can't go with them.
Yes, it's a shame.
Too much work to do, apparently.
No rest for the wicked, eh? If I'm to get this address finished...
Oh, and when you do go round the village...
Yes?
Try to put in a good word for Robert.
Yes, will do.
I hate to see him being treated like an ogre. He's so easy to get on with, once you really know.
Whoever sent it doesn't believe in half measures.
That's Fliss.
She bandages her patients the same way. It's a miracle they ever get out of hospital.
Now, company packed it. She only wrote the card.
I see.
Right, now we're getting somewhere.
I guess those were wheels.
I know what it is.
It looks like a skateboard on steroids.
Yeah, that's it, more or less. Oh, it's a mountain board.
You go down mountains on that?
Well, you can use it wherever you like. Some people call them all-terrain boards.
Very smart.
Channel trucks.
Sorry?
Oh, it's the way the wheels are fixed. Oh, she's chosen a good model. It's no good getting me anything lightweight.
She knows you well.
I don't know why she's had a brake kit added, though. That won't be getting much use.
Hey, you haven't got everything out of the wrapping yet.
All right, let's see. Toolkit. Wrist guards. Oh, there's even a helmet.
Everything you need.
Oh, yeah.
What a great present.
It's almost too good, really.
Don't be daft.
It's got a composite deck. Ratchet foot straps. Well, this must have cost Fliss a fortune.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, I know, but on our wages. Doesn't seem right spending so much.
She must have wanted to.
I only got perfume for her birthday. Even then it turned out she'd stopped wearing that sort.
You'll have to do something extra special next time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry about the mess.
I'll clear it up.
God, it's all over the place.
Have you managed to rearrange Zena?
I'm going up on the 19th.
Pity it's not sooner.
Yeah, one of those things. Look, is it all right to...
Go on, leave it all on the table. Okay. Go out and give your board a go.
Yeah, maybe later.
Isn't it what you wanted?
No, it's perfect. It just seems odd, that's all.
What does?
The less we see of each other, the more she spends on me. Oh. It's like... Oh, I don't know. The board's too good.
You weren't expecting something so special.
I don't know what I was expecting.
You haven't seen so much of each other lately, have you?
No. Oh, well, it's no wonder with her hours and mine.
I know, it's difficult.
And being so far apart, it could be a strain sometimes.
If you want another day off before the night...
No, it's all right. It's settled. Well, we weren't in any rush to get together sooner.
Right.
Oh, maybe I should send this back to her.
You can't do that.
Oh, I don't like her spending so much. It's too much of a sacrifice out of what she gets.
Sam, she would be so insulted if you did.
Really?
Look, what you need to do is phone her now. Thank her for such a fantastic
present. Yeah, I was going to do that.
Then take the board out and put it through its paces. Enjoy it. That's what Fliss wants you to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
Of course.
And there's some runs on Lake Eli. I wouldn't mind trying.
You've got time between milkings to have a go now.
No, it's all right. I want to clear the filters in the parlour. I'll have a few sessions after work this week.
Fine. As long as you get it out of the kitchen before David gets back.
Oh, sure.
I don't want him getting hooked as well.
Come on, old girl.
Well, that's enough, David. That's all I need to see.
All right. It's all right. Carry on, Grazy.
Are you happy to sign her off?
I've got the certificate here.
Well, it would be... Complete nonsense forcing her onto a wagon.
No worries. There you go.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'll see if I can get Ernie to come out this afternoon.
It's a shame to see her suffering like that.
Yeah, it's done well for us the past few years. But time catches up with the best.
I worked with Herefords a lot in my first practice.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of guys on the books kept them. Beautiful animals.
Hmm. Yeah, we like them.
That bull of yours is really quite something.
Caspian Prince. He's not bad, is he?
Is it the first time you've entered one in the national show?
Yeah. As soon as Prince was born, we thought he was a bit special.
Oh, he is.
So we decided let's train him up, see if he's any good.
Can't be far off now.
No, it's next month.
Ruth and I are trying to work with him 3 or 4 times a week. And Pip helps out.
Oh, Herefords are great if you've got kids around.
Yeah, that's one of the things we really like. They're a good-tempered breed.
I was going to say, now that I'm out here so often anyway, and I've got a lot of experience with them, so if you did want me to take them on...
That's really good of you, Steve, but...
I mean, you know, it might make cases like this a bit easier to handle.
The thing is, I'm sure you do an excellent job, but...
It's okay.
The way things are...
It's fine. David, I understand. Yeah,
other factors to take into consideration, that's all.
Don't worry. I said it without thinking.
No, you were right to ask.
I just thought it'd be easier for you. Not having to juggle between 2 practices.
Well, I can see the logic of it. It's just...
not the right thing to do now.
No.
Sure. Well, I'll get myself off.
Thanks a lot for coming up here, Steve.
Happy to help. And if you and Ruth ever change your mind, the offer still stands.
Life's an uphill struggle for Kirsty.
Go on, Bren.
You're right.
Half an hour, that's all.
I'm quite happy where I am.
Well, you can sit in your garden any time.
No, I can't. Normally Dad and Phoebe's are out here playing or Mum's grooming the silkies.
Only as far as Lakey Hill.
Honestly, I've got a reading list a mile long for uni to get through.
No.
Sorry.
All right.
What's got you into a walking kick?
I'm going to be stuck serving in the bull later. What a waste of the sunshine.
I'll stay in Goss then. I'll dive through the mayhem indoors and get us a couple of cans.
Oh, no, I need the exercise. I've been behind the counter at the shop all day.
Oh, we'll just have to catch up another time.
Yep.
It's a pity you can't make Emma's birthday bash next week.
Oh, she would have to pick Tuesday, wouldn't she?
Yeah, but that's always been the best night at Invasion.
I know, it's brilliant.
Kind of get out of whatever you're doing.
Oh, no, it's my auntie's silver wedding. Mum would never forgive me for cried off now.
Oh, shame.
Anyway, Auntie Evie's a laugh. Oh, Mum would like to see Emma. I want to know how things are going.
Sit down a minute.
Oh.
Go on.
Well, is this safe?
Yeah, I know all our garden stuff's ancient, but the chairs still work.
Just for a second, then.
So, when I saw her at the weekend, she was debating when to go back to Jack's.
Is she definitely doing that?
Well, that's the plan. But whether she can get childcare for Georgie...
Well, she'll have a hard time paying anyone out of what she gets from Kenton.
Yeah, Roy was saying she ought to push him for a rise.
Well, I can't see that happening.
I don't know. Kenton's going to be desperate for someone competent when I leave.
Is he still set on buying the car?
Yeah. He's seen the bank on Friday. I've heard nothing but development plans all week.
Any good?
No idea. I keep telling him to talk to Roy.
Oh, and guess with his degree, your brother's the expert.
He could start a consultancy. The number of times Tom's seen him lately.
Really?
He even dragged Roy out for a drink before Nets this evening.
To talk business?
Yeah, looked like it. I used to think he was coming around to moan about Tamsin. Till the penny drops.
So you know what's happened?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, well, so much for Tom trying to keep it quiet.
He's going through a really hard time, isn't he?
Oh, couldn't be much worse. Losing the supermarket order.
He's lost it. No!
You just said you knew.
Well, I guess things weren't going well, but losing the supermarket. I mean, that's most of his income, isn't it?
Brenda, forget what I just said. You never heard it, okay?
So I'm not going to keep harping on about it, but let's stick to the basics. The right shot for the right ball. If we try and thump everything out of sight against Darrington like we did on Sunday, we're going to suffer. Okay?
Yeah, fair enough, Master.
End of lecture. Now, let's have some fielding triangles. Plenty of low catches, please. We can't keep on spilling them.
Roy! Duncan!
Tom, you on for some slip practice?
Sorry, what are we doing?
Triangles, low catches.
Roy! All right, have we got a ball?
Yeah, I've got one. Oh, looks like...
Oh, yeah, sure. We need a third.
Tom!
Oh, blimey.
Come on, stay awake.
It's rolling away behind Robert.
Yeah, I can see it.
Bit harder
now. Oh, well. Still, at least we won on Sunday.
Yeah.
You were worried about one of your ewes before the match.
Oh, she's fine now.
Good.
Alistair? Oh. That one.
No, touch wood. We've got no problems at all with livestock at the moment.
Yeah?
I thought you were going to go flying.
How long have you been watching Kirsty?
Oh, not long. I wanted to see who it was under all that protective gear.
Yeah, you're going to get kitted up for this. Usual way of stopping is to crash.
Isn't that dangerous?
Nah, not if you're sensible. Came with brakes, but I soon took them off.
What for?
Well, it's like stabilisers on a bike. Quicker you can do without them, the better.
All right.
Yeah, you've got a controller mounting board by the way you lean into it. Brakes just make you careless.
Oh, I've been dying to see one of them in action.
Well, you know about them.
Oh, yeah. A farm in Uppercross set up a mounting board park.
Have they?
Yeah, it was in the Echo a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Well, you're doing really well with it.
Nah.
Yeah, you were.
Nah, it's frustrating at the moment. I can't get much speed up.
Oh, well, you look quick enough to me.
At least I'm doing better than yesterday. See, it's all about shifting your weight to get it moving.
Oh, it looks brilliant fun.
Yeah, it will be. Then I got the hang of it.
Whole new way to come down Lakey Hill.
How much do you weigh?
What?
Excuse me asking. Looking at you, it's got to be under 11 stone.
Oh, well under, thanks very much.
Yeah, you might have a job getting it moving then. It's worth a try.
What? You want me to have a go?
Yeah, don't worry. Not that run I did. The little dip behind you is perfect for starting out. Unless you don't fancy it.
Oh, why not? I'll try anything once.
Okay. We'll leave the helmet and stuff.
Well, I'm not spoiling your fun, am I?
Nah, it's all right. I've got till the light goes.
Okay, then.
Right. You can be putting the helmet on.
Right.
While I get these pads off.
It's enormous.
You can adjust it, eh? There's a strap.
I think I've tucked it in by mistake.
Oh, hold on. All right, let's sort you out.
I'm sorry.
That's no problem. Now then.
I'm really clumsy sometimes.
If you just tilt your head. How's that? Not too tight?
No. Perfect.
That's an excellent idea.
Well, with them throwing in an extra one free.
Even so, the 10 you're paying for have got to be fairly pricey.
Well, you don't count the cost for a 21st, do you?
No. You played all round that.
Yeah, I know.
Try the odd defensive shot, Tom.
I mean, for someone in Emma's position with a baby wanting to get back to work...
Oh, that's it.
Driving lessons would be just about the perfect present.
That's what I told Susan.
Hello? Who's up next? Can someone bowl at me?
Okay. Now... just relax a little.
I'm trying to.
Right, bend your front knee.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Push with your back foot.
No.
It's all right, go on, push.
Help!
Well, get on.
Help!
It's all right. Go. Oh. I got you.
Oh, wow.
It's okay. Right, I'll hang on till you get your balance.
Oh, God, that was... Oh.
You take your feet out of the straps.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, enjoyed it?
Yeah, except for my stomach shooting past my eyebrows.
Yeah, I was like that when I started.
What? Have I only come that far?
It's not bad for a first try.
Oh, it felt like miles on the board, but it's nothing.
You have to build up, don't you?
Oh, it doesn't even count as a slope when you look at it from here.
In that case, how about trying a longer run?
Oh, let me just do this one again first.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. What time is it? I need to get to the bull.
What time are you starting?
1:30.
Yeah, there's no hurry yet.
Well, I'll need to tidy up a bit first. It must look a right mess.
Look all right to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go on then. 5 more minutes.
I hope you don't mind me dragging you up here.
No, that's all right.
But when I saw you weren't rushing off at the end of nets.
Nowhere to rush to.
Must be the first time this week. Whenever I've tried to catch you, you've been off seeing this landlord or that buyer.
Yeah, well... you've got to keep trying.
Now, that's why I think Tom Archer sausages are going places.
Oh,
I was telling Susan yesterday, there's not many people your age willing to put the hours in, but you...
So, what is it with these wieners? They look all right to me.
Well, that's what I was saying on the way up.
Oh, yeah.
They've been coming on so fast, and they're such good weights.
Yeah, you want to bring them over to Bridge Farm early?
Yeah, only a day or two.
Sure, go ahead.
Ah, well, where do you want me to put them?
We can move some arts into Lowfield tomorrow.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm at the business unit, so if you can get Jazza to help you.
Oh, I thought that's what you'd say, but I wanted to be certain before going ahead.
Evening.
Hello, Brenda.
Hi.
Come to admire some first-rate pigs?
I'm just enjoying the sunshine and clearing my head. Roy said you had another sermon at Nets.
It wasn't too bad, was it?
No, no. Anyway, I'll let Jazza know what's happening in the morning.
Yeah, he can come and help load up if he likes.
Okay.
Do you want to lift back?
Is that all right?
Actually, Tom, Roy forgot to tell you about the thing, so I promised I would.
What thing?
The one with handles you're going to borrow. I'll run you back if you like. You can get off, Neil.
Eh?
Oh, well, yeah, if that's all right, I will get going. I told Susan I'd help Mark out a rose bed tonight.
Okay. What thing with handles?
Yeah, there isn't one.
Has the sun got to you?
I saw you and Neil go past, and I wanted to come up and say how sorry I was.
Sorry?
The way things have gone for you with the supermarket.
Who told you?
No one, not really. I mean, I just sort of picked it up from bits and pieces Roy and Kirsty said.
It's really important no one knows.
Yeah, it's all right. I haven't said anything. That's why I was talking gibberish in front of Neil.
If people find out, they'll panic.
I won't say a word.
You mustn't.
I won't. I just felt really sorry hearing what's happened to you.
Well, thanks.
I mean it. It must be horrible for you.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks have been hell.
I bet.
I just hate the thought of having to lay people off.
Must be awful.
I'm trying to drum up new customers all the time, but...
No luck.
Some. Not enough yet. 6 refusals in the last 2 days.
Ouch.
And I don't have that much time left.
I think it's appalling the way that woman, Tamsin, behaved.
She's not exactly my favourite person at the moment.
It's totally unethical for someone in her position. You should bring a formal complaint against her.
No.
You can't let her get away with it.
It wouldn't do any good. The fact is, I've been a total idiot.
You've been unlucky. You've tried really hard.
I really thought I'd cracked it when I got the supermarket contract. I thought I'd finally achieved something.
Your business means a lot to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because of John?
Partly, I guess. He started it, and now it's all going to come crashing down.
It's that bad?
Heading that way. Depends.
On what?
One good thing's happened this week. I've got a meeting with Tim Shackleton.
Who?
The guy who owns the 3 Tons.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to build up a chain of gastropubs right across Borsetshire. He's got 4 so far.
Right.
He's agreed to see me on Friday.
About supplying him?
He seemed quite interested over the phone.
That's good.
If he did take me on, and it's a big if, but if he did, it makes such a difference.
Yeah, 4 pubs has got to be promising.
I might even get away without laying anyone off.
So when are you seeing him?
In town on Friday, at the Tons.
Oh, we'll come into Jack's afterwards. Tell me what happens.
I don't want to bother you.
Tom, come on, you're a mate.
Won't I be getting in the way of your work?
You will if it's good news. Kenton can cover while I take you out for a drink.
Yeah, I wish.
You've got to believe it's going to happen. You're a great salesman.
I used to think I was.
You still are. Have faith in yourself.
Well, I know I've got a good product.
If you want to succeed badly enough, you will do.
He seems a reasonable man.
There you are, then.
Maybe you're right.
I know I am.
Yeah, perhaps it will work out. Actually, I'm starting to get a good feeling about this meeting.
Lewis is waiting for the art to start.
As well as decanters of water for the guest speaker, the chairman and the treasurer.
All in place.
Yes, Borsetshire Fine Arts are very particular. They have a real format to their meetings, Lewis.
So I understand.
Business matters first, treasurer's report, minutes of the last AGM, that sort of thing. Liz is keen you should know.
Oh, I do. And then, a short interval?
Well, Cathy will set the coffee up for that in the lobby. As long as she's remembered.
Oh, she has. We've liaised.
Great. Let me see. Oh, yes. Could you please try to assure the guests only go into the ballroom for final drinks? That's after the talk in the second half.
Julia and I will make sure they don't wander off beforehand.
Right. I must get off. Oh, the chair always likes a sherry before he starts. I meant to find a bottle of Fino.
I have one waiting for him.
Oh, good. Lizzie will be pleased. Splendid, then. We can go.
I'm sure all will be well.
You have got our mobile numbers.
Oh, don't worry. If anything crops up, we'll be in touch straight away.
Please don't hesitate.
But I doubt if it'll be necessary. I mean, between you, you've given us a very thorough briefing.
Absolutely. And you and Mummy have got the whole thing off pat.
Well, I believe we've grasped the essentials.
Well, basically, it's meet, greet, show them to their seats. I'm sure he'll do it brilliantly.
And before you ask, yes, I do know the speaker is using the interactive whiteboard.
Oh, well done.
I had 2 trial runs with it earlier, in case he has problems.
So, you'll deal with it, not Mummy.
Naturally.
Well, my friend Tim will be annoyed if we turn up late.
You stood here.
I'm just about to leave, Mummy.
Now, perhaps you might know, Nigel. I've only just noticed the speaker's name.
Claude Hopkins?
Yes. Well, is he any relation to Johnny Hopkins?
I don't know.
Lewis?
Oh, I'm afraid I've no idea either.
Who's Johnny Hopkins?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Why do you want to know, Mummy? Is it important?
No, not at all. Now, you run off and enjoy yourselves.
Is that all right?
Having the meal on Tuesday, not Monday.
Yeah, sorry, it's all my fault. I mean, when Kathy suggested a meal for our birthday, I assume she meant on the day itself.
Oh, your coat's coming up nicely, Amber.
I forgot it's her self-defence on Monday.
Well, I have to ask Alistair, but I'm sure it won't be a problem.
Oh, that's a relief.
Nearly done.
Yeah, oh, we haven't decided on a main course yet.
Can you hold the reins?
Are you trying to turn me into a stable boy?
Oh, I'm in rather a hurry, but I want to oil Amber's hooves before I go out.
Well, I'm doing the food anyway.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so Kathy can be our guest at the birthday meal.
Oh, let's get the mud off them first.
Though, it makes it awkward for you, I know, not knowing what wine to bring. I'd suggest a Rioja.
Oh, okay.
Make it a good one, though. You know, cheap Rioja really isn't worth it.
We weren't going to hunt through the bargain bins.
Oh, and perhaps a nice crisp white as well. Maybe a Semillon or Sauvignon. In case we offer something lighter.
And this one? Yeah.
You know, if Tom had his way, we'd be feasting on a pack of his bangers.
Oh, he's never slow to push them, is he?
I know, he's in again today, trying to convince me to up the order. I told him we'd take plenty already.
Have you got a good hold?
Yeah.
I don't want a walking off when I do a hind feet.
No, I've got a steady. Haven't I, girlie?
Up you come.
Yeah, I can't blame him for trying. I'd do exactly the same. I'm always trying to increase the turnover at Jack's.
Well, it does very well, it seems to me.
Well, that's what I'm going to stress when I go to the bank tomorrow.
This is to get the finance for buying it.
Yeah, I've been fiddling with the details all week.
I heard Kathy's taken a look at your plans. Mm. Did she find much wrong with it?
I know, nothing at all. She was very impressed, actually.
Last one, Amber.
I mean, naturally there were, you know, one or two little question marks. Volume of sales, level of pricing, that kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
But it was obvious what she was driving at, though she didn't say it in so many words.
What's that?
I wasn't thinking big enough. And she's quite right.
Oh, damn it.
So, I've added longer hours, a total refurb, and applying for a drinks licence to the mix.
Very ambitious.
I've brought all the bump with me, if you'd like to have a look.
Oh, some other time, Kenton. I should be halfway to Lower Loxley by now.
Oh? What for?
Good evening, Caroline.
Glad you could make it.
Thanks. Do you know if Shula's here yet?
I haven't seen her.
Well, I don't think she is.
Well, at least I haven't kept her waiting. It's been frantic getting here.
You're in good time. The chairman's not starting his remarks for another 10 minutes.
You might like to glance at Mrs. Duff Chalmers while you're waiting.
Oh?
And her companion.
It's a friend of her son's, isn't he?
So she says. But the overdeveloped muscles and vacuous smile proclaim personal trainer to me.
Oh.
And from the way they're hanging on to each other, I very much doubt it stops at the gymnasium door.
Nigel, I didn't know you were here.
Lillian, how nice. Do you, come here often?
Darling, you know Matt, often enough.
Well, it's lovely to see you. You come and join me for a moment.
So, where's Elizabeth? Is she with you?
Of course. We're having a night on the town. She'll be back in a moment.
Oh, and how are you doing?
Well, we're here with Tim Beecham. He must have lost over £300 already.
Ooh.
So Lizzie suggested a drinks break. Leave them to it.
Yeah, quite right. You have to stay in control, after all.
Well, our theory is he's only being so lavish to impress Jalna.
Ooh, that'll be that gorgeous piece over there, then.
Yes, that's right. She's very much in the Tim Beecham mold of girlfriend.
Yeah, isn't she?
Except he's never been out with a Latvian before.
And what's she like?
Well, as you said...
No, I mean, have you had a chance to chat her up for yourself?
Well, I tried to talk to her, but she didn't really respond when I told her my plans to increase our wildflower meadow acreage next year. And then Lizzie accused me of ogling.
Oh, she didn't.
Said Jalna might have been more impressed if I'd addressed her face, not her chest.
Hmm. Well, then, she's a tall girl.
I do not ogle.
Oh, Nigel, you could ogle for Britain.
You sound just like Lizzie. She's being very picky tonight.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. My driving, my jacket, and now my non-existent ogling.
Oh, dear. Oh, maybe she's got something on her mind.
First of all, let me thank the chair after some slight persuasion, for permitting me to say a few words in honour of our guest speaker. I was intrigued to discover that Claude Hopkins, shortly to address the meeting, is indeed the son of Johnny Hopkins. And for those of you who don't know, Johnny was, until his sad demise, a well-known local art dealer. And 20 or 30 years ago, he had a reputation throughout the county for, I'm sure Claude won't mind me saying this, doing surprisingly well out of his transactions. In fact, my first husband, Gerald, used to say after Johnny called round, "Don't bother counting the spoons, my dear. Make sure the cutlery drawer's still there."
Julia.
Well, I hadn't thought about him for years before this evening, but while your treasurer was making his very full and thorough report before the interval, my mind began
and
to wander.
With that
here,
in mind, let's thank my wife for a most stimulating introduction and invite Mr. Claude Hopkins to tell us all about the Borsetshire landscape in oils.
I can't believe I've never seen him before, not even a print.
Shadows on Hayden Barrow.
Yeah, you'd think it would be better known.
It's beautiful, wasn't it?
Oh, so evocative.
Though it was the East Borsetshire series that impressed me most.
Oh, I love the two fly fishermen on the River Mercer.
Oh, all that symbolism. And the borrowings from Rossetti. I'd never have seen that.
Yeah, he really knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't imagine hearing some more about his father as well.
It's just, well, Lewis stepped in so smoothly when he did.
Unless a man would have had to rugby tackle Julia.
I heard him murmur something about the laws on slander to her afterwards. She seemed to take the point.
Claude Hopkins wasn't the least bit offended, was he?
Just as well. Still, made for an enjoyable evening. And thanks for inviting me to be your guest.
Oh, not at all. Now, you started telling me about France.
Well, that was it, really. As I said, three nights, leaving on Wednesday.
Paris and Poitiers.
Yeah, that's right.
But why only you and Daniel?
Shula, Caroline. Well, how was it?
Excellent.
Really?
You're back early, aren't you?
That's rather a sore point. But it hasn't been a disaster.
Oh, absolutely not. Very good.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, we all enjoyed it.
It was definitely one of the best BFAST meetings I've ever been to.
Gosh. So there was no need for us to come back so early?
Oh, what a shame. Were you worried?
A bit. Especially Lizzie. But anyway, Tim's thoughts were clearly elsewhere.
To meet him.
Yes. He's dating a very tall and attractive Latvian.
Really?
We couldn't really have stayed much longer without acute embarrassment.
Oh, still the same old Tim.
Oh, actually, it's later than I thought. I better make tracks.
Oh, yeah, me too. I've hardly seen Alistair all day.
Well done, Mummy.
Were you back in time to hear me?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, what a pity. My little talk seemed to go down rather well, didn't it, Lewis?
You had them in the palm of your hand, Julia.
You hosted the evening perfectly.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, it was a very enjoyable meeting, but if you'll excuse us, it's time we were going.
Of course. Oh. Bye, you two.
Yes, bye.
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 See
you.
Bye. Bye.
The whole secret of public speaking is knowing when to stop. That's what so many people don't seem to understand.
I'm sorry we've missed Claude.
He had to get back to Felvisham. Did you enjoy his talk, Mummy?
Oh, well, after my own small triumph, I may have drifted off for a while.
I found him very illuminating.
Well, we're very grateful to both of you for hosting the event.
Not at all.
And since it's been such an unqualified success, I've had an idea.
Well, what's that?
When the summer rush is over, say after the bank holiday, how would you feel about taking charge of all the events here for a few days?
Nigel!
Then Lizzie and I can go away somewhere nice with the children. You see, she really needs a proper break.
Well, for my part, I'd be perfectly happy to. If you're game, Julia?
Oh, yes.
It's not too much to ask.
Why?
Because, well, because event management is such terribly hard work.
No, Nigel. If this evening's any guide, there's nothing much to it.
Bye. Good night.
It seems such a pity.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's mine. Where are you parked?
Oh, not much further along.
And he really can't get away?
Nope.
Not even for 3 days?
He's more upset about it than anyone.
Surely there's something he can do.
Oh, he's been through all the options, but there are some appointments he simply can't delegate.
Oh, well. I hope at least you and Daniel enjoy yourselves.
Oh, we're determined to. It was so thoughtful of Alistair to book it for my birthday.
Hmm.
You do realise it's all yours and Oliver's fault anyway.
What?
Showing me your Italian photos last week. That's what started us thinking about holidays in the first place.
I meant what I said then, Sheila. They really are the best tonic for any relationship.
Yeah, I know.
So if you get the chance, try and arrange something else soon. And this time, go together.
What's Jennifer so anxious to know?
Adam! Adam! How did you get on?
Sorry?
Last night, looking round Honeysuckle.
Oh, that!
I was going to ask you at breakfast, but you were long gone.
Yeah, I was over at the tunnels.
Oh, you must have left early.
I wanted to make sure everything was okay there before we started to bring the wheat in.
Well, what did you think of it?
Well, I was quite impressed. It's got decent-sized rooms. Third bedroom would make a very reasonable office.
Did Ian like it?
Yeah, I loved it.
And what about the kitchen? I imagine wherever you live, he'll want that just so.
He had a couple of ideas for changes, but basically he seemed happy.
Good.
And he likes the garden. We both did.
So?
Well, we talked about it. And Ian's ringing in an offer this lunchtime.
Ooh, you're that keen.
We both thought it's ideal, so what's the point in dithering?
Oh, I am pleased you like it. It'd be lovely if you could find somewhere in the village.
Yeah, we both had a sense it was the right place very quickly.
Well, you do that with houses. You know within a minute of going inside if it's what you're after.
Now, we've just got to hope Matt'll be flexible.
What are you offering?
Rather less than he's asking.
Oh, be careful, darling. You want him to take you seriously.
I know, but...
What?
We've been right through our finances. It's going to be a real stretch to get close to the asking price.
Is it?
But, well, we'll manage if we have to. I did give you a ring to tell you about it. You were out.
I was at your grand's last night.
Ah, how is she?
Oh, worn out, though she won't admit it.
Must be exhausting, looking after Jack.
Well, it is. But she was very put out when I suggested she should go away for a few days without him.
Why? We'd keep an eye on him.
And that's what I told Mum. And I'm sure Pat and Tony'd help.
But she wasn't interested.
She said Jack's always much better when she's around.
If she's not careful, she'll wear herself out.
That's what I'm worried about.
We've got a light on the combine, Adam. Jeff needs another trailer up there.
Right, just going.
Forecast very iffy for this afternoon.
On my way.
Oh, very wise, Jenny.
What?
Hiding in here when the vicar's on the prowl.
Is Alan around?
No, not anymore. I apologised profusely and steered him away.
What were you apologising for?
Been far too busy with Harvest to take part in this harebrained scheme he's cooked up with Linda.
Which scheme?
Oh, it'll be great fun, Ruth.
I'm sure it will be. Can I...
Sorry, am I in the way? There you go.
We'll certainly sponsor someone.
Yeah, but sponsorship isn't the problem. We've got a fair amount of money pledged already.
There, you can have a couple of eggs in advance.
Oh, I wasn't trying to scrounge.
Cook them for Amy's tea.
Well, thanks very much.
I'll just put them in the basket till we get back to the house.
Oh, right. No, what I'm after is more couples to actually take part.
From what I heard, there's only Robert and Linda doing it.
Oh, no, that's all changed now. I persuaded Sid and Jolene to go in for it.
Have you?
Yeah, and the Thwaites from Grange Spinney put their names down. Oh, and I've just signed up Bert and Frieda.
Bert? Mm? How have you managed that?
Well, you can see it's a good cause.
You must have worked some magic, though.
How did he put it? The more of us take part, the less chance of drawing the short straw.
Meaning Linda?
I didn't like to ask her.
Well, I've got to admit, swapping lives for a day would be intriguing.
Oh, absolutely fascinating.
And at any other time...
Yeah, I know. August isn't the best month.
Right in the middle of harvest.
Unfortunately, we can't afford to stop fundraising for the whole summer.
Well, no.
I can see the trouble with harvest. A few others have mentioned it.
It's our busiest time.
And with the rest, it's mainly been holidays.
Well, it's that time of year.
Yeah, quite.
Mine are dead jealous. Jill told them about Daniel going to Paris and Park Asterix.
Oh, yeah. Sheila's taking him next week, isn't she?
So Pip and Josh keep telling me. Well, we can't match that. Not this year, anyway.
Oh. Well, Alistair must be completely snowed under if the poor chap can't go with him.
I suppose so.
Here, let me take this basket.
Thanks.
Now, my final word, because I don't want you kicking yourself for missing a great opportunity.
Go on.
Now, not everyone realises you get to choose the day you swap. So you can pick a relatively quiet time.
We're always doing something. But, I suppose that would help.
Yeah, and if you and David sign up, it'll send out a really positive message.
How come?
You two have got standing in the community.
You're trying flattery now.
Yeah. But it's also true. Look, if you can make time with all your family and farm commitments, it might encourage a few others. It really would help.
You're a difficult man to say no to. All right, I'll persuade David.
Oh, thanks, Ruth. Two eggs and a signature. My morning's picking up.
After we ran out of pound coins, the music started playing.
It's all right, Brenda.
And then one of the nozzles on the coffee machine comes off. It's still not right.
Look, I'll see to it. It can be tricky.
I don't mind having another go.
Look, just relax. Have your break.
I can take you later, if that helps.
No. Fix yourself a drink and a sandwich and just sit down before the lunchtime rush.
Is that all right?
It's fine. I'll soon have everything back under control.
Didn't mean to get flustered.
Brenda, listen. Managers are paid to manage. You leave it all to me.
I'd take it things that were at the bank then.
Oh, yeah, like a dream.
They're going to lend you the cash?
Well, I won't get a formal decision till next week.
Oh?
Well, they've got to pretend they're doing something for their money, so they're hanging on to the plan for a few days.
But you think they're going to say yes?
Well, yeah, I'm almost sure of it. I mean, I really hit it off with the manager.
What did he say about your proposals?
Well, funnily enough, not a lot. But it was
the way you said it?
No, well, more the body language. I mean, if you observe closely, you can always see the signs.
Mm. And he was happy?
Yeah, he looked absolutely gobsmacked.
Ah, that's good.
Hell, it must be nice for him to meet someone with vision once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to count my chickens, but I may have a couple of drinks in anticipation over the weekend.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi.
How did it go? Oh, now, Brian.
I'm literally only back for 5 minutes, Jenny.
Well, I don't need that long.
Once I've ordered some new knives for the combine, I said I'd give Jeff a spell.
If you hadn't dashed off from the grain store earlier, we could have settled this already.
Settle what?
How are we going to help Adam and Ian buy Honeysuckle Cottage?
Oh, they're buying Honeysuckle.
Well, they want to, and they're putting in an offer today.
Why?
Well, I expect because they'd like to live there.
But why Honeysuckle?
Well, you knew they were viewing it last night.
Well, I knew they were looking at somewhere. Didn't realise Adam wanted to be slap bang in the middle of the village.
What's wrong with that?
It's so public.
Public?
Won't be very restful for them.
The Green's hardly Piccadilly Circus.
No, but the world and his wife go by.
Well, it's got a fairly big front garden. I don't think they'll be troubled by the noise.
What about the neighbours? In 5 minutes, they'll know every last detail of Adam and Ian's lives.
Oh, no, they won't.
What, with Ivy Horribin round the corner? Ambridge's one-woman rolling news service?
No one takes any notice of her.
It'll reflect on the whole family. And there's the hot tub in the garden.
So what?
Well, given that Adam and Ian are... The pair of them are...
Yes?
Very committed work-wise, I thought they'd want somewhere quieter to relax.
Apparently not.
Somewhere less central. More... out of the way.
They're both very keen on Honeysuckle.
And they're definitely putting in an offer.
Yes. Which leaves my original question. How are we going to help them buy it?
Well, even if they are set on it, why do we have to help? Heaven knows I pay Adam enough.
We've a duty to house our farm manager.
We provide accommodation now.
Look, if we want to keep Adam, we should help him find something of his own, something more permanent.
Well, why don't they go for something they can afford?
Well, they can afford Honeysuckle, almost.
The run of cottages tucked away behind the golf course. Why don't they wait for one of them to come up?
Oh, well, because they're tiny and they're miles from anywhere and they're covered in satellite dishes.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has to start somewhere.
Adam will be 40 in a couple of years.
Yes, I know. I'm not too bad with numbers, Jenny.
He can't be expected to work his way up from the bottom of the property ladder.
I don't see why not.
Brian, when Debbie wanted to buy Honeysuckle with Simon not so very long ago,
yes.
You were perfectly willing to help her, so you should do the same for Adam. Or, do you see a difference between the two?
And that was it?
Yep.
He won't even try them in one of his pubs?
No. Told me to take the sample packs back with me.
Oh, it's crazy.
I know. He just wasn't interested.
So what was the point of having a meeting?
Well, he seems to be doing it with every supplier in Borsetshire. There were two other guys waiting when I left.
It's awful.
All he wants is the cheapest products with the longest possible shelf life.
That's not very good for a chain of gastropubs.
I mean, if I'd have promised him 100% breadcrumb and preservative mix, he'd have jumped at it. But top quality organic bangers? I tell you, I'm never drinking at the Three Tons again.
No, me neither. Sorry, Tom. You're really counting on this morning, aren't you?
Well, Tim Shackleton looked like the perfect guy to trade with on paper.
There's still plenty of other restaurants and shops you can go to, though.
No, there aren't.
There must be.
I've approached all the likely ones, and plenty of long shops. It's not working out.
You've still got time to put things right.
Yeah, a few weeks, that's all.
You've got to keep going.
Roy's right. I need to be realistic.
But he doesn't mean give up.
He's been telling me to face the facts. That's what I'm doing now. I'm not going to be able to pull this round, Brenda.
You honestly don't think so?
No. Not if I keep things the way they are.
One cappuccino and one latte. Oh,
thanks.
Cheers.
You'll notice the music's back on, the nozzle is cleared, and we've plenty of pound coins.
Well done.
Yeah, cheer up, Tom. May never happen.
Kenton.
What? Am I putting my foot in it?
No.
Everything all right, mate? You look like you've swallowed a wasp.
Just got a headache, that's all.
Okay. Can I get you anything else?
No, thanks.
We're fine.
Well, you only have to ask.
I know it's getting busy, but is it all right if I have another few minutes?
Yeah, take as long as you like, Brenda. They haven't invented the pressure I can't handle.
Oh, I wish I felt like that.
You probably could have told him, you know.
That I'm going belly up?
Yeah.
No way.
He knows what it's like trying to run a small business. He might have some contacts.
But Kenton?
At least he'd be sympathetic.
I don't need sympathy. I need a truckload of luck.
Yeah.
Or some guts.
You've got plenty of those.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it. I'm really dreading what I've got to do now.
What do you mean?
Well, since my business is more or less in freefall.
Is that bad?
After this morning's fiasco, yeah. Other people need to know. After all, it's their jobs on the line.
You're going to have to sack Neil and Susan.
And Jazza.
That'll be so hard.
Too right. And I don't know how Morris will take being asked to go part-time.
Oh, Tom.
And that's not even the worst thing about going bust.
No?
Nope. Somehow, I've got to tell Mum and Dad.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.